And now back to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And now joining Drs. Roizen and Lonzer is renowned plastic surgeon, Dr. Arthur Perry.
Well, not today. Dr. Perry's not with us today. He'll be back next week. One thing about this show, we developed a terrific bench. So I'm Joe Galuski coming off the bench today.
Well, Joe, you're in the how do we call it? The first. You're the starter of the first three quarters.
I'm the sixth man.
You're the first man. You're the starter. We just don't finish the game with you normally.
Speaking
of that, I should say I got to give a tip of the hat to the Cleveland Cavaliers last night, who got 20 points behind to Milwaukee. And then rallied to come back. And it was the energy of the players. So it just tells you, if you don't worry about what's happening, just like our guest said today, if you don't worry about what's happening, you just get energy and do it, maybe you can do it.
Oh, so maybe now they're with that win, they're 17 and a half games behind the first place team.
Oh, I think they're farther behind than that. We're way behind, but... You know, I've decided to renew my season tickets. One victory and I'll renew.
Well, we got a player here at Syracuse that is helping the team out, I hope, a little bit, and Deion Waiters.
So. Yeah, he had 16 points last night. You see, I'm too into it, right? He had 16 points last night.
I heard they thought about trading him, but
I hope not.
He'll be a pretty good player for that team. So Dr. Arthur Perry now with us today. He'll be back. Dr. Deb Lonzer is also an expert here. She'll be back soon as well. So in the meantime, before we end the hour with the Real Age Tip of the Week.
And I should tell you that Dr. Arthur Perry was asked to be the host at a major benefit I can't remember what disease and process in New York City. And so he is guest conducting that benefit. So that's why he's not here, and I think in New Jersey, actually.
Oh, that's good. So he's excused today. Send us a note. He won't be with us today. Between now and the end of the hour and another Real Age Tip of the Week, we'll zip through some of these medical stories of the week. Mixed-weight couples argue more.
I loved this one.
All right. Tell us more.
Well, I don't know. Do you want to say it, Bridget, since you liked it? But it was basically... Thin guys and fat women who are married have a lot of fights and arguments over weight and over discipline. It's not as good as if the guy is fat and the woman thin.
But they found that there was problems with mixed weight couples
no matter
in general.
What.
Yeah.
Yes. And so it's better if you're both fat or you're both thin. From a standpoint of marriage happening. I guess that goes with Nick Christakis's work at Harvard, where your friends take on the same habits and health habits as you do. And I guess if you don't have the same habits, you're not as friendly towards one another.
And they said that it caused a lot of intimacy and communication problems among the relationships. But the researchers were saying how they weren't sure which came first, the conflict in the marriage or the weight gain, because they were saying how the cycle can often feed itself when you're in a stressful relationship that leads to eating more and then more stress and then more weight gain. So it was interesting.
How is it that some people can seem to eat anything they want and don't gain an ounce, and that some people can just eat the smallest of something that is considered to be calorie laden and put the pounds on?
Well, there are two reasons for that, Joe. One is that they're eating surreptitiously at other times. So when we do home invasions, it is very common that the person who is fat in the relationship has hidden a box of candy bars in an arm of the sofa or something weird, you know, or has these candy bars in her glove compartment or his glove compartment, et cetera. So one is that it may not be as it seems. And the other thing is there are two true genetic differences, that is in metabolic rate. Some people can gain weight on a 1,600-calorie diet and others won't gain weight on a 3,800-calorie diet because of metabolic rates. But in general, when you look at it, it is there is a true calorie-in, calorie-out formula that really does work over the long run.
I saw some commercial on TV the other day that was offering you could buy a pill to gain weight. Oh, I see these pills you can lose weight. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I saw something like that.
Well, there are people who we call it actually marijuana, or THC is one of the best uses of medical marijuana for cancer patients. Is it gets them to eat more when they don't have an appetite otherwise, and that's one of the problems, one of the stages of cancer or of cancer chemotherapy, where you don't feel like eating and lose weight and accelerate the process. So there is an importance to that. And for a few people, that does make a difference. But most, for, you know, we are not a thin society.
No.
With something around 70% of us either over a BMI of 27 in the 27 to 30 range of obese, or over 30 and obese. So we have a fair bit of medical problems from that and cost problems from that.
I'd be interested to know how you would advise someone, Dr. Mike, who came to you and say, I'd like to gain some weight. I'm pretty rail thin. How would you advise somebody like that?
Well, you find out why they want to gain weight. So with many, I have a couple of patients like that, and why they generally want to gain weight is they want to look, if they're a guy, more muscular or more defined for a woman. And then it is getting them into a weight-building, a muscle-building program, and making sure their levels of hormones are in the right range to build muscle, and then getting them into a weight-building program where they're building muscle in the muscles they want. So they generally, you know, women don't want to have bulging, if you will, biceps, but they like some others. And some women like bulging biceps, but it is, and you know, guys don't want bulging stomach muscles, but they do want bulging or strong back muscles. So it is getting the appropriate exercises for them, getting the appropriate food for them, and usually we add some, the easiest way of doing it is you add some healthy fat with protein, which is walnuts and cashews and mixed nuts and even those famous things that you like, pistachios.
Oh, yeah.
To their diet. So
it's my anniversary present.
Yep. So and your Christmas present, I understand.
And my birthday present.
So it is a... That's right. And you can even put them in, you know, one of those Vitamix things and get a great tasting fruit and nut smoothie.
Mm-hmm.
or fruit, and so you can teach them how to put on an extra 1,200 calories a day pretty easily if you do it in a way that is rational, which is more protein. But often the people don't have something, you know, don't have an appetite, and so that's where, in fact, one of the best uses of medical THC or the end product of medical marijuana, I believe in getting it in a non-smoked form, is useful.
But there are healthy foods you can eat and gain weight.
We've just gone over the best or nuts.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I just hard to believe.
Avocados are really high in
avocados too, yeah. Yeah.
I try and tell my brother that all the time because he's 15 and he's really thin. And I feel like kids always think that they need to be like eating a lot of McDonald's to gain a ton of weight. And it's so not true.
All right, coming up after the break, the top medical news stories of the week for this week. And another Real Age Tip of the Week with Dr. Mike. In the second hour here again. We apologize. Dr. Arthur Perry now with us today. We'll be back again next week. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. Don't go away. Stay with us, and thanks for listening.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card, good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance, and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Ensure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.